today I'm intentionally going to seek God before I say anything to anybody, because sometimes we speak out of just anger and just necessity instead of seeking God first. And that's what I'm going to intentionally do today. I'm a new listener and I'm loving every day of it.
Hello, my intentional daily living program consists of always trying to be in tune to my mouth and what I say and how it will affect other people, to try to make sure that my words are chosen carefully. And it's just by the grace of God, through living every day with that in focus, that I can do that. It's not my words, but it's the words of Christ that come through my mouth. And I'm so thankful that that has been brought to my attention. And I hope that that shows in my daily life. My name is Kathy, and I love your radio station.
Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. That's the topic today, the power of words. Actually, part two, we're picking up from yesterday. I'd love to have you join in. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. I'm Randy Carlson. Our entire team is here. And the words matter. You know, the scripture, God's big on this. The word about words, it says in the book of Ephesians, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. And I know for some of us, we think, well, that's only the four-letter words. We're not supposed to use profanity, which obviously we shouldn't. That's a whole other topic, by the way. But there's more than that. We can be corrupt in our communication by being critical, by tearing down, by taking God's creation and reducing it. God created your children, created your spouse, created your neighbor, and they're marvelous creations of God, and we shouldn't be reducing them through the criticism of our words. So today, I tell you what, we know that, but I want to spin it. I'd really love to hear from some of you who would share with me how the power of words in a positive way made a difference. Who spoke into your life? A grandparent, a parent, a school teacher? Who was it that spoke into your life? And what word did they use or words that they use? You may even go back and remember them pretty clearly today. And what difference did that make in your life? I'd love to hear those. And by the way, everybody who gets through to me today, whatever your question or comment is on words, I'm going to hook you up with the One Word for 1 Year MP3 download, a teaching that I did on how to develop one word for 1 year to encourage and your life and build your life. So here's the phone number. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. We'll get you the MP3 download for everybody who gets through to me today. Okay? I'd love to have you be a part of the program. Let's start here with Cindy, our first caller in Arizona. Cindy, welcome to Intentional Living.
Good morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Good morning to you. What's your comment or question?
Well, my adult daughter and I seem to miscommunicate. I can't seem to say the right things, or and vice versa, and we're both wounded, and I come from an adult alcoholic home, and I'm trying. I'm going to be 60 in October, and I just want my words to be said appropriately or softly. She says they say I sound critical and demeaning, and I just don't want to be seen as that person.
Yeah. Here's what's happening, Cindy, would be my guess. Your intentions are good. You probably say things with the right intention, but her expectation is mom's going to encourage me, going to lift me up, and she's perceiving it still as maybe the way you talked to her when she was a teenager.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And she's an adult, a grown woman with three little boys. She is an encourager, she's a teacher, she's a wonderful, in my opinion, a wonderful human being, a daughter, and a good mother trying to raise three beautiful boys in this day and age.
Now, have you said those words to her, what you just said to me?
I don't know if I have or not. Maybe not recently.
I mean, I hope she's listening. I mean, those are the most beautiful words I've heard all day. You just said it. You're beautiful. You're raising beautiful kids. You're a great mom. I'm really proud of you. That's what she needs to hear from you, Cindy.
I probably haven't said it often enough.
Yeah, I think you need to hang up from me and call her. No, I mean that. Seriously, will you do
really?
That? No, absolutely.
Yes.
I will.
I think you need to just say, hey, I'm listening to this guy on the radio, and he's talking about words today, and it just broke my heart because I realized I've been kind of jerk-like in some of the things I've said. I haven't been as kind, and I just told him something that I wanted to tell you, you know, and just say what you just said to me, and just say, and you don't have to go on beyond that, and then don't get into any corrective ideas or thoughts or criticisms. Just share that and say, honey, I'll talk to you later. Love you, and goodbye. I mean, that's gonna knock her off her chair if she's not heard those words from you. You know, it's interesting how, come on now, parents, all of us, I think we can relate to Cindy. Have you ever said really great things to other people about your kids that you've never said to your kids? Have you ever been proud of your kids with other people and not proud of your kids with your kids? You know, one of the things I had in my life, my dad would, and I use my dad, my mom did too, but my dad was more speaking into my life. He was more of an encourager, an instructor, an idea. He was an idea guy. So a lot of his encouragement came around with, hey, have you thought about this? And here's an idea and so on. But I saw that as encouragement. He was involved. He was interested in my life. And Cindy, all you have to do is pick up the phone and do that. Will you do that now?
I will.
Okay. Listen, that's the beginning of the process. And there might be some forgiveness that's needed. And listen, I don't see any reason why parents with adult children, if you have this kind of a roadblock, go take a class, read a book on communication. There's some great resources available, classes you can take, maybe even go to counseling together and spend an hour and just with a counselor and say, hey, I just want to apologize. I need some help in learning to communicate because I want to have a great relationship with you in the years ahead. Listen, you do that and with that kind of an attitude, and if your daughter is an accepting, loving, forgiving person, boy, you're on your way to something terrific. All right, phone lines open, 888-888-1717. Who's spoken to your life in a positive way? Maybe you've had those kinds of words you just heard Cindy tell everybody about her daughter. Maybe you've had those kind of words spoken to you in some way. Who was it, and what difference did it make? Give us a call. We'll be back in a minute.
With my first cup of coffee.
First thing at the office, before staff meeting.
When do you go to the Intentional Living Facebook page?
I look at it every morning on my elevator ride to the office. Really?
Each morning right after I drop off the kids.
Have you visited the Intentional Life page on Facebook today? Stay intentional with words from Dr. Randy, comment on wall posts, and share about what's going on in your life too. And be sure to share the encouragement with someone you care about. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like.
If you're married to a non-believer, here's one thing that you can do. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. If you're married to a non-believer, get out of God's way. Remember, you're not the Holy Spirit. We can get in God's way by preaching, by gossiping to other people about our unsaved and non-believing spouse, or by comparing our spouse with other people. Instead, grow your relationship with Christ and with your spouse. Focus on their interest. Let them see God working in your life, not only through your actions, but also through your words. Speak words of encouragement into their life every day. You may even say, I want you to know I'm praying for you because I love you. When we do this, and we do it intentionally, and can I encourage you to do it for the next 30 days, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
60 seconds every day of encouragement from Intentional Living, the Intentional Living Minute. People ask, how can I receive that? Well, it's on video, and we will send it directly to, as a text, right to your email every day, Monday through Friday. You can subscribe today, and I think it'll start tomorrow, the next day, real soon. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com and then put in /minute/, and then the word minute. And then you can just give us your email and we'll send it to you. Again, theintentionallife.com/minute. Sign up today. We'll get you started right away. By the way, if you're at the website, we'd love to send to you the Hope That Lights the Way, the 2019-2020 calendar. It starts September 1st for 16 months through the end of next year. Every day, a beautiful photograph that our team has put together and a verse for the month. And it's very intentional. It's intentional living. It's the same calendar my wife and I use in our home to keep track of things by the phone, you know, keeping track of what's going on. We'd love to send it to you. It's our gift to you. It's an encouragement. Hope That Lights the Way. When you share your best gift, please, we appreciate your support, whatever God lays on your heart. and we'll get it to you. Ask for it. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You can join us here. By the way, everybody gets through. I'm going to send the one word for 1 year MP3 download as a way of saying thanks for calling. So who's impacted your life? Maybe you have a question, comment, 888-888-1717. Andy. Oh, that's pretty lot of road noise there. Sounds like a lot of noise. We'll get back to you in a minute, Andy. Shelley in Michigan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How have words impacted you?
Well, I was a communications major in college, so, and I've always just thought that words had a huge impact. And I have three boys, and so I know that.
Yeah. Now, have you been good at this, or have you struggled with words in your relationship?
I went off track a few times. I mean, my boys are 21, 18, and 16, but all in all, I think we have wonderful relationships. I say I love you all the time, and they do too. They text me, I love you all the time, and I feel really good about I've done raising them.
Well, you should. Listen, you get to a stage, your kids are out, and you can say, I love you, and you got an open communication. Listen, that's a good way to end the parenting process, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, good job. Well, thank you for sharing that today.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to tell you the word?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Really means what?
Yeah, I didn't know you had more.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, well, one night, I've always really been into quotes and reading books with quotes and all of that. Well, one night I was watching an interview with Barbara Streisand, of all people, and she said a quote that really hit me, and it was, at the moment of commitment, the universe conspires to assist you. And I never forgot that because I thought, at the moment of commitment, I mean, of course, commitment with God, but also how many things you really commit to in your life. Not very many. I mean, commit as in not going back no matter what. And so I thought that was such a moving quote because when you do commit to something, especially, you know, if it's good, then things will pop up and your path will be opened up to achieve whatever you want or, you know, reach that goal. And so I just really like that.
Yeah, I would add, from a Christian perspective, I would say when you make a commitment, it's not the universe that conspires, but it's God who says, hey, you make a commitment and I'll be there. And I think we're on the same page with that as well. Well, Shelley, congratulations on your parenting and appreciate you calling today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Okay. Andy, are you there in Arizona?
I am.
Okay. There you go. Much better. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you very well before. What words have impacted you?
When I was in my early 20s, I had a coworker, a friend of mine. Well, actually, he was just a coworker, and he was in his 40s and he rode his bike to work. And I thought I was a little smarty pants, so I thought I'd judge him. And I was kind of critical of the guy. And one day he asked me for a ride home because his bike had a flat. And so I gave him a ride home. And as I dropped him off, he turned around and he said to me, he said, you know, you're a very, very pretty girl, but you've got a really, really ugly mouth. And it was like a knife in my chest, and it broke my heart. And after I left, I just bawled all the way home, and I started crying, and I asked God, oh, God, please clean my mouth up. I think when you're young, you don't even pay attention to how you speak, and you adopt all sorts of foul language or innuendos, or you just don't give a lot of thought to your speech. And that man, who was a little nobody to me, has impacted my life in such an amazing way.
Wow.
And here I look down at him. So I think sometimes we can look down at people, homeless people or whatever, and think they can't speak into our lives. But this guy's words really pierced me.
How long ago was that, Andy, roughly?
Well, I'm 55 now, and I was about probably 19 or 20 then.
Wow. So you're going back 30-plus years.
Yep.
It's amazing. And just a guy who chose to speak the truth. And but you know what? You took the rebuke and you didn't respond in a negative way. It broke your heart. You let God use those words to break your heart, which is the right way. You could have also become angry and more resentful and acted in the wrong direction. So.
Oh yeah, I just it just really opened up my eyes to be receptive, because we can look down at people sometimes that don't, you know, seem like they fit our mold of a person that's got it together, and
yeah.
And then we're not receptive, and we refuse to hear God's word. And God, if God can speak to a donkey, he can speak to somebody that we look down
on. Absolutely. Good reminder. Thank you, Trina from Michigan. Or I mean, Andy from Michigan. We're going to Trina in Michigan. Welcome to the program, Trina.
Hi, Rady. Thanks for having me. I just called because I had lost my mother, and then 2 months later, I found out I had cancer. It was quite a blow for me. And, you know, I was raised in a Christian family and everything, and my grandmother was probably my biggest influence, but I had an incident just in the past couple of weeks with my siblings, and they've not been real supportive during my cancer journey. It's like I kept turning to them for support, and after leaving one of their houses on Friday, being asked to leave because another one was there that really didn't want me there, I turned on Family Life Radio, and Dr. Jeremiah spoke something to me that really... It was as though it was picked directly for me that day. And it was, he was talking about Joseph and coming from a dysfunctional family, which obviously he did. And everything that God put him through to get him to where God had him to use him for the purpose he needed him for. And that just really touched me and really spoke to me that day to, you know, that could happen for me still.
Yeah. You know, I hear the pain in your heart because you desire to have a closer relationship, and you sound like you're going through a difficult time yourself. But I think you're right. Sometimes you find that the people you expect, you know, you really find out when you get into a crisis.
Yes.
Who's there for you?
Yep.
I mean, who's the real friends and who's really connected, and those that are not, and we don't see it. And continuing to expect somebody to change, you know, it was kind of like you're beating your head against the wall. Instead of accepting it, loving people, and moving forward. Powerful. Well, Trina, we'll be praying for you. How are you doing with your cancer treatment?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I have one doctor that tells me I'm in remission and one doctor that tells me that I'll be doing this for the rest of my life. So I feel like God has brought me through this for a reason, and I believe my story is needed to be told. And so really right now I'm just focusing on sharing everything that God was with me every moment and all the times that he told me, it doesn't matter if you feel alone, you're not alone.
Yeah, amen. Well, thank you for sharing that with us today, Trina.
You're welcome. Thank you, Randy. Thanks for all you guys do. I love your family up here in Michigan, too.
Yeah, we've got them on both ends, and both ends of the country, and we love them, too. One word for 1 year. It's an MP3 download. I'm sending everybody, by the way, that gets through to me today, about the power of words. Who's spoken into your life? What difference has it made? Your first thought might be positive, a teacher, a grandparent, a parent. Your first thought may be those same people, but in a negativity. It's someone has spoken to your life that has left a hurt in your life. Today, we want to really focus on being free from this, that we would be renewed in the spirit of our minds and tell ourselves the truth. Join in. We'd love to hear your story. Who has spoken into your life, and what difference has it made? 888-888-1717. We'll continue to receive your calls here right now at Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And so in about 30 minutes, I'm going to take you through all six chapters of Ephesians. This is going to be the quickest survey of the book of Ephesians, and a lot more scripture than we normally have. But I think it's important, again, for those of you who are members, those of you supporting the ministry, and for staff, that we get back to understanding the biblical basis for why we do this. And that's what the teaching is this month, the reason why for intentional living. Solid teaching from the book of Ephesians. Members, you probably have received it by now. Members who support every month, you know who you are. Thank you for doing that. Your auto giving makes a difference. and just automatically comes your way to say thanks. If you can share a gift, maybe today with the ministry, maybe you've never given before, we'd love to be able to send you a copy of this CD for this month. The Reason Why for Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on the donate button, theintentionallife.com, and we'd appreciate your support a lot today. The power of words.
My name is Jennifer Herrick. I had a high school biology teacher stop me in the hall one day and asked me if I knew what my IQ was, and I told him no, because I didn't do very well in school ever. Had failing grades all the time and just did poorly. And he said that my IQ level was high and I was a lot smarter than I thought that I was, and that just really spoke to my heart and helped me to do better and feel better about myself and my learning ability. And that's something that I carried with me for a long time, and I was blessed by that.
That's something. Can you remember one thing being said, a teacher in a hallway who may never remember ever saying that? Listen, this is a word for teachers today. You can change people's lives out of the classroom as much as you are in the classroom, in the hallway, in the lunchroom, just being able to speak into one of those young people's lives some word of encouragement. Everybody you meet today needs that. Bobby's in Texas. Thank you, Bobby, for waiting. Appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. But what about the power of words?
The power of words are amazing. And your ministry is amazing, too. It sure changed my life. But I'd like to say that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got.
That's true.
That certainly means down the same road, the same place, and wind up at the same place. I have
I'm sorry, Bobby. We got a bad connection there, and I'd love to hear your story, but we got about every other word. But I got the gist of the fact that, you know, always doing what you've always done, you get the same thing. If you're finding in communication with someone that you continue to communicate and you always get negativity or things aren't better, then you maybe think, maybe I'm not doing this right. Maybe there's a better way to communicate. And also remember, when people communicate with you, sometimes you may feel negativity or distance, but not aware of what they're going through. They may be going through a tough day, a tough situation, and they're just having a bad, you know, bad season. And so taking every comment or every thought or every look personally is not a good thing. Sorry, Bobby, didn't work. Bobby, we're going to go to Bonnie in Wisconsin. Welcome, Bonnie, to the program.
Hi, welcome to you too.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share that I was born to a dysfunctional family with a very domineering mother. And it wasn't until I accepted Christ when I was 19 that things started to change for me. And I also wanted to say, though, that I feel that where you get the scripture from Proverbs about the power of the tongue is so true. But many Christians believe that that's not for them. You know, they believe, well, whatever they say will be forgiven. And I can honestly say that I have been hurt by words from fellow believers more than I ever was hurt when I was a child. And I just want to encourage those out there that are believers to think about how you treat someone, to think about what you say and how, like you said earlier, how it's going to be received.
These are people in church? You know, these are people who have spoken to you in church that have hurt?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a good reminder. Listen, the words of our mouth matter, and the scripture says in Proverbs 25 that a word fitly or aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver, and it matters. And I don't think we understand the power of words until we understand how they've affected us. So it's a good reminder, Bonnie, after all those years, that Christ is in our life, but just because we're a Christian doesn't mean that we've got it all worked out with how we speak to each other. That's for sure. All right. We're focusing on words today. Let's go to Florida. I think we've got time for another caller from Florida. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Dawn. And when I was small, I was told I was stupid. And it affected me for the longest time. It took intensive counseling and then finding my way to Christ for me to be able to work through this and realize that I am worthy and that God doesn't make mistakes. And I'm just grateful that I today tried to live my life intentionally for Christ.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dawn, for moving ahead and not staying stuck in that. Let's go to Texas. Who do we have on the line?
My name is Rob. I would just like to say that, you know, we have to be careful as Christians about what we say. And you know, my wife is from a damaged past and through verbal abuse and things like that. And I just want to say that, you know, I've had to learn how I say certain things and how I say certain words affect the way she takes it, you know, the way she receives it. And sometimes I'm not even thinking about the things that she's been through in her past, and I say things and she takes it the wrong way. And I've learned that I have to explain to her, you know, that, hey, I'm not meaning this in a hostile or a way to tear you down. I'm meaning this in love, you know, and in care, because we love each other and we are living our marriage as the bond together that God has put together through Christ. And, you know, we are totally in love. We just have to remember that the past does dictate what we have learned. So that means we have to adjust how we talk to people or even receive things from people.
Absolutely. Rod, that's a good reminder. Again, intentions and expectations. I hope we've all learned something. I have today hearing your stories. Thank you for being so transparent. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to stay here, continue to talk for a while. I'd love to have you join in, maybe sharing a story of how words have made a difference in your life positively. Maybe someone has spoken to your life. I'd love to hear your story. And by the way, everybody that we were able to talk to today live, one word for 1 year, MP3 download, we'll get to you. Just give me a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And as we wrap up the program, I want to remind you that the 2020 Alaskan Cruise from Intentional Living, my wife Donna and I, and some great music, it's going to be a 7-day Alaskan cruise, beautiful ports of call, leaving June 28th over the July 4th holiday. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be a great experience as you learn and as you experience God's creation. Get away to get closer to God. Check it out. Get your cabin at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time.